107.2 in Ekurhuleni. Now we're talking.
7:33, we continue our conversation around the state of the startup sector with Alison Collier. Alison, thank you so much for your patience. I think just picking up from where we left off, and you were giving comparisons about how startups essentially begin not only to stay in South Africa, but also to serve as imports in expanding their footprint.
Yeah, exactly. And so as these startup businesses grow and expand internationally, you know, the likes of Yoko, FlexHub, now SweepStuff, with going and building out in Kenya and Egypt. In order to do that, they need to raise significant amounts of capital. I mean, because of what I explained with the international capital market being significantly larger than our local VC market, one of the requirements from the international VC market is that they're only comfortable to invest in jurisdictions that they, know and understand, like the US, Netherlands, the UK, Singapore, and a handful of others. And so with that, you as a South Africa startup need to set up a holding company in that international jurisdiction to be able to attract the right capital to keep growing your business and, financing the additional South Africans that you're employing back in your operating team in South Africa to serve these markets. And with that, there's a large piece of work you need to do with SARB and exchange control to get the right approval to move your business internationally. And there's a certain amount of red tape involved with that. And so we're working at the moment together with the Treasury team to see what we can do to expedite that process, because the international investors, they've got many choices, they've got many businesses that they can think about investing in. And if our South Africa startups aren't able to move really quickly to respond to, when they get interest from these international investors, they lose out, which just means that they aren't able to grow their team, they aren't able to grow their revenue, and then sadly, our South African economy loses out in the end, because we just don't get the job. So net-net, it's a wonderful signal, this reducing red tape for the startup community in South Africa.
And it's about time, because all these small stumbling blocks actually are preventing participation at a bigger scale in terms of competing at the world stage. Kaugelo is calling in Midrand using the number 0861987000. Kaugelo Dumel.
Hello,
Lukash. Very well, indeed. Your question, if you don't mind switching off your radio.
Hi.
I like my voice, but I don't like to hear it twice in my ear.
Oh, sorry. I just want to ask your guest there. Whenever they look at startups, because now I understand about the international standards and stuff, in South Africa, looking at the red tape and looking at our informal sector, do they look at startups as someone who's formally, or they also look at the informal sector? Because most of our GDP is there. And if they don't really look at the informal sector in South Africa, I think the state and the comparison with other African countries that she mentioned for the last 10 years is not correct. And that will go against us in terms of the VCs and stuff, looking at how many startups are working and how many of them are making it. Are they also, can they remove the first red tape of them looking at only formalized businesses, so they can also help in formalizing these businesses so they can go and compete internationally?
I hear you. Great question, Kaugelo. Thank you so much for that input. Alison, a very important question that Kaugelo is asking about in terms of how we collate this data in terms of the separation between formal and informal businesses in South Africa for them to qualify as being counted and called part of the startup community. And this question comes up a lot, even when we speak of the small, medium enterprise businesses, where a hawker, for instance, or a spaza shop owner who actually can make a considerable amount of revenue is not counted.
I want to say I think that the hawkers, the spazas, the informal traders in South Africa, and the informal community makes an incredible contribution to the overall SME base in South Africa and employs an enormous amount of individuals. what the difference is between these two different sectors, and there's not one that's better and one that's worse. They just are different. Is that the startups that venture capital investors invest in are teams that are looking to grow 50%, 100% each year and scale internationally to potentially become a unicorn. And what I want to say is, you know, a hawker who's doing a great trade, it's very unlikely that that's the growth trajectory that the hawker is considering when they are setting up their business. They're doing a fantastic trade. Something that I want to call out that's really exciting to see in our South African market and also many of the other African markets is the way that the informal market is working together with the, you call the startup market, to drive increased job creation and growth. And what do I mean by that? So many of the startups in South Africa, especially in the fintech space, in the insurtech space, and now more and more in the market space, are working in the informal sectors.
Yeah.
And so it's about financial inclusion. It's about how do we reduce the cost of a payment transaction, you know, something that OZO is working on, then something that Merchant Capital is delivering. How do we, you know, and the Hello Group and Yoko, how do we offer working capital to spaza shops where previously the traditional banking credit models weren't fit for serving those sectors in the market? And so what I find really exciting is that these tech solutions are really working extremely well in the informal sectors because they're reducing the transaction costs and putting much more money back into the hands of the lower income groups in South Africa.
Absolutely.
And we could go
much
on
needed.
With, you know, the logistics teams, like I want to say what Yebo Fresh is doing and what Jab is doing in Namibia. And there are many, many other examples. And I think it's, for me, that's, we need to think about this sector like that and rather than not think about the divide. I don't think that's a constructive way to approach the topic.
Thank you so much for such an insightful conversation. That's Alison Collier, Managing Director at Endeavor South Africa and a member of the South African Startup Act Steering Committee, talking about the state of the startup sector in this country.
Limitless Landscapers is looking to expand its horizons. But first, they need capital to stay in the green. That's why they chose business.